Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and thank you for joining me today for Lunch and Listen. This is Terrific Tuesday, and I'm so excited that you're on the line with me today. I just want you to kick back and relax because this is the Lunch and Listen portion of Transformation Begins With You. Transformation Begins With You is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. Harvest Girls International empowers women to celebrate the journey and empowers young girls with the power to dream, ages 9 through 17. Thank you for listening today. I am so excited for you today. I am excited to come to you today and just tell you that you are awesome. You are wonderful. You are someone special. You are the only person in the world that is like you. I am excited that you are an original and that you know how to walk in your originality. And if you don't, we're going to help you today. Today I want to talk about who told you to quit. Who is that one person or that one thing that told you to give up? Who is that person that spoke those words into your mind, into your head, into your life, and you believe them? Well, I'm here to tell you, that is not the truth about you at all. Who told you to quit? Who told you not to follow that dream? Who told you that you couldn't do the impossible? Who told you that you weren't good enough? Who told you that you weren't pretty enough? Who told you that you weren't wonderful enough? Whoever told you that, they told you a lie. Because the truth is that God said that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And sometimes in life, words are what will kill us. Words will harm us. Words will rob our dreams. They will take away our joy. And what we have to do is have countermeasures for those words. I just want to get you started today. We only have 15 minutes. This is on your lunch break, and I hope that you're kicked back, relaxing, and enjoying a wonderful lunch today. Maybe you're even outside at lunchtime, and it really doesn't matter where you are. You just need to tune your ears in and to be empowered today with this message. I want to first start out with who told you to quit by saying getting to the no's in your life. There are some things in your life that you have yourself said no to. No, I can't do this. No, I'm not good enough. No, I'm not pretty enough. No, I'm too dark, or no, I'm too light, or no, I'm too white, or no, I'm too bright. No, my hair is not good enough, or no, my complexion is not pretty enough. That is not who you are. You are made by God. God said, you're an original. There's no one else like you. You don't ever have to quit. You don't ever have to stop pursuing your dreams, getting to the no's in your life. You've got to start evaluating those no's. Why are you telling yourself no, that you can't accomplish something? Why are you listening to someone tell you that you can't accomplish something? You need to get in control of yourself. Get in control of your time. Give yourself time to know you, to empower you, to encourage you. It's not what people say about you that is your reality. You have the final say. You have the final say about you. I want to talk about delegating. Delegation for a woman is hard because we have this superwoman syndrome. We feel that there's nothing that we can't do. And we sometimes give up because we feel we can't do it all. And that's not the reason to give up. The reason that we give up is because we put too much on ourselves. And we tell ourselves that we have to quit doing everything. And you really don't have to quit everything, but you have to delegate and overcome the superwoman syndrome. Well, what is the superwoman syndrome? The superwoman syndrome is this: I'm every woman, it's all in me. That's a great statement if you use it in the correct sense. It's not mean that I can do everything and that there's nothing that I can't do, but I can't do it all. You have to prioritize. You have to take care of your mind, your body, and your spirit. That is a big measure in not quitting, is being prepared mind, body, and spirit. How do you prepare your mind? You prepare your mind by you engage in thought-provoking activities. You know, your mind is a muscle. You have to exercise that muscle just like you would exercise a muscle in your body. You have to prepare that mind to have positive things inside of it. And it's so easy to take in the negative things. but it can be just as easy to accept the positive if you condition that mind to only receive positive thoughts. Your body, you have to be good to yourself. You have to exercise, have fun. You have to get rest, eat a balanced diet, and you have to just enjoy life, enjoy your body, enjoy living, your spirit. You have to be spiritually faced. You have to get involved with an organized, faith-based institution. You have to meditate. You need to keep a journal. Read inspirational literature. Serve others. Volunteering is the greatest way of not giving up and not quitting. When you volunteer and give of yourself, there's something inside of you that grows and that wants to do more, wants to achieve more, because helping others is what we were designed to do. You need an action plan for not giving up, for not quitting in your life. You need an action plan for an organized life. You need to write down some of the things that you want to do. It's okay to have your dreams and dream those dreams. So we want to have a mission in our life, and we want what is important to you to inspire you. That keeps you from quitting. That stops the naysayers. That keeps you from giving up. You need to have purpose in your life and values in your life. Purpose, what you want to accomplish and contribute in life. Values are your principles that you embrace and you wish to embrace. Those are the things that keep you engaged in life, that will keep you from quitting and giving up. Goals, you need specific things that you want to accomplish, short-term goals, intermediate goals, and long-term goals. Those are things that keep you engaged in life and not quitting. The strategies in your life, those are the things that specific actions required to meet your goals. You want to strategize your life. And then you want a maintenance plan. You know, you want to keep the plan active. You have to do all these things in order not to quit, because the first thing a person will tell you when you come to them with this wonderful idea that you have, or they see this life that is shining inside of you, the first thing the naysayers want to do is to tell you you can't do it. But if you have a mission, if you have goals, if you have strategies, and if you have a maintenance plan, you will not give up. Who told you to quit? Who told you that you couldn't achieve all the goals in your life, that you didn't have a mission, that you didn't have strategies, or you couldn't maintain everything that you are maintaining now? That is up to you. It's not what people say about you. It's what you believe about you. Let me just give you a few little tidbits. I have a real good personal friend, Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor, who's a motivational and inspirational speaker. And if you would love to be encouraged, I would love to give you this website if you would take a pen and paper and write this down. Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor has encouraged me in my life over the years to do not give up. As a matter of fact, that is the name of her website, www.donotgiveup.net. Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor. If you will go to her website, she has so much encouraging words for you, so many encouraging words for you, so much to give you to think about, so much to keep you engaged, so much to keep you from quitting in this thing called life. You know, I'm so excited for you because I'm excited for myself. The things that I'm sharing with you are things that I've done myself and I'm still doing myself, and I'm learning in the process. You know, we have to encourage our young people, our young girls. Harvest Girls International encourages young people ages 9 through 17. And in order for us to do that, we have to stay encouraged ourselves. In order for the mothers to encourage the daughters, they have to stay encouraged themselves. I want to encourage you today. It's never too late. Do not quit. Who told you to quit? It's never too late to act on your dreams. Be what you want to be. You can change your future. Do things differently. If you've been doing things the same way all your life, do something different. Come out of the box. Live. There is a life out there for you to live you haven't even tapped into yet, because you have to make up your mind that you're going to make a change in your life. Enrich others' lives. I just talk about service and volunteering. It's something about giving of yourself that empowers you as it empowers others. The next thing, face your fears. So many times we won't take the challenge of living or the challenge of moving forward because we are fearful. Face your fears. Fear is false evidence appearing real. You have to know that you can face and win the challenge of fear. Get out of neutral. So many of us are stuck in a gear. We're stuck in neutral. We won't go to the left. We won't go to the right. We stay in our comfort zone. Come out of your comfort zone today. Do something challenging, wonderful, and positive. No more reckless thinking and reckless actions. Let's do something positive. Next, have fun. You've got to live. You've got to laugh, and you've got to love this life. Is it still good to you? Is life still good to you? And if not, discover how good life can be. Initiate friendships. Some of us have had the same friends all of our lives, and that's okay. But if you, the Bible says if you want friends, show yourself friendly. Initiate some new friendships. Don't be afraid. You know the flags. You know the red flags. Sometimes friends are at different levels. Everybody's not meant to be close up, close and personal. Initiate friendships. It's great to have girlfriends and women friends and sister friends that you can talk to and that you can associate with, even on different levels. You know, I have friends. Some of them is what I caught in the balcony. They're far away, but they're still friends. Sometimes I have friends that are right in my front door, and those are my personal friends. And sometimes I have friends that sit out in the audience. Those are my associates, people that I associate with. There are different types of friendship. And, you know, you want to jumpstart your possibilities. You want to jumpstart your possibilities. You want to do something empowering to get yourself started. You know, a lot of times women, we are on diets and we want to lose weight. I use that for example because that is my struggle, and I am still in that struggle. But I'm telling you, if you don't do something, nothing will happen. Jumpstart your possibilities. You want to start a women's organization. You want to start a book club. Maybe you don't even want to do a business. Maybe you just want to do something for you. Do something. Jumpstart your possibilities. Knock the tea off a can. If you knock the tea off a can, it becomes can. You can do everything that you put your mind to. Live enthusiastically. You can live with enthusiasm. You can live this life no matter what no matter what life deals you. You can live it no matter what the shape that you're in right now. Some of you may say financially, and I don't have a job, and my finances are terrible. You can still live with enthusiasm that this thing is going to change and turn around. I know it is. You can make a difference. Make a difference by doing something different. Be non-judgmental. That is one thing that we really need to work on. I know I do myself. Being non-judgmental, those are things that keep you from quitting. And then you need to orchestrate your legacy. We all have a legacy that we need to orchestrate. What is your legacy? It doesn't mean that everybody will know your name, but if you leave a legacy of love, you leave a legacy of life and laughter, people will remember that. Plan for tomorrow. Plan for tomorrow. Tomorrow is definitely not promised, but you need to plan that God will give you another day, and if he does, what are you going to do about it? You know what? I'm going to stop right here because we have had a wonderful time. I'm going to just say to you, who told you to quit? Whoever told you to quit did not tell you the truth about you. The truth about you is what you believe about yourself. Look in that mirror and tell yourself you're wonderful. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're made in the image of God. There's nobody else like you. What a unique design you are. I am excited for you today. I just want to tell you today to live this life, love this life, and laugh while you're having fun. You know what? Harvest Girls International wants to continue to empower you. And I want to let you know that on Saturday, August the 14th in Indianapolis, Indiana, Harvest Girls will be presenting at the MCL Cafeteria at 86 and Township Line Road, If the Shoe Fits. If the Shoe Fits is a women empowerment workshop dealing with shoes and the story that shoes will tell about our lives. I want every woman out there to sign up at www.harvestgirls.webs.com. That is our web address. I want you to sign up there and come. It's free. All you have to do is buy your lunch. And I tell you what, why don't you bring a pair of shoes, box shoes, gently used or new, and we will donate them to a women's charity. Women who are less fortunate than us, we want to have shoes to bring to the women at one of the local charities so that they, too, can be empowered to walk into their destiny. You know what? I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I wish you health and that you may prosper. This has been Lunch and Listen for today. I thank you. I hope to see you Saturday in Indy at 11 o'clock at the MCL cafeteria. You can call and register as well, 317-299-2166. It's a free event. If the shoe fits, you don't want to miss it. And remember, ladies, transformation begins with you. Until we meet again, bye-bye now.